And hello, we are live. This is Stephen A. Jones with Charles today, and of course, Victoria. The three of us today are going to have a short but lively discussion about what the hell happens to you when you drop dead. Now listen, there's a lot of people that don't like to talk about these things. They like to pretend like death doesn't happen.
Yeah, and another thing that they do is, well, sometimes they just try to ignore it or pretend that's not going to happen. But that's not a really good way that you should, how should we say, deal with life. Because sometimes thinking about and preparing for death is a pretty good idea. Well, it really is, isn't it, Victoria?
Actually, yes, because a lot of religions teach us, basically, they don't really know what's going to happen when we die, but they teach us what they feel is their theory of death. And it usually frightens a lot of humans, so they don't want to talk about it.
Well, unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that what most people think about life and death is not really what happens. And, you know, it's a shame, but you should understand something. You have an immortal spirit. And it lives on forever and ever, and it continues to find different dimensions where it can dwell. And depending on the kind of resonization and energy that you put out, will essentially determine where you will end up. So it's sort of like choosing a position on a radio dial. Will I listen to country music? Will I listen to rock and roll? Or, you know, am I a relatively nice person? Am I a bad person? It's a sorting process that was originally created by the grand mover of the universe. Yes, there is a grand creator, and I'm sure many Christians and other people that practice a monotheistic religion will be glad to hear, even though it's not truly the way they perceive it. But, yes, and a grand mover of the universe has created an incredibly complex but amazingly beautiful way to continue to be brought back and to live different types of lives, and it's truly amazing.
Yes, see, I've learned all these things from you guys over the years because being raised as a Jehovah's Witness, it is...
What? A Jehovah's Witness? Oh my goodness, you poor thing.
Yes, well, I've learned a lot since that time. But being raised a Jehovah's Witness, one thing that I did learn was that, you know, they teach you are flesh and dust, you were born, dust you shall return. They don't teach anything that your spirit goes anywhere. And I find that ridiculous because energy just doesn't evaporate. It has to go somewhere.
Well, those of us who understand the laws of physics, the laws of the universe, have come to learn that there is no such thing as death. You merely transform into a higher energy level state. And I know that we've talked about this before, but unfortunately, a lot of people don't think that that's true, or if they do believe that, you know, hey, my spirit lives on forever, that it goes to this quiet little place called heaven, and then you're there forever, and that's all that's going to happen. Sorry, folks, that is absolute donkey-dong turd BS. Now, if you want to believe that, that's fine. What you're going to end up is in a big drawer with a bunch of other people that think that way on a new planet, okay? Sorry to put it to you, but when you die, your energy from your body leaps through what we like to call the spiritual passage, which is why some of you who, you know, are thrown back from this process because you weren't really ready to go yet, see this tunnel of light. Well, you know, this has been seen all across the world and by every different, group of people out there have this experience. They call them near-death experiences. But what it really is a near-life experience because you're about ready to transition from one type of life to another and you're passing through the passage and going to end up exactly where you're supposed to, depending on the kind of life that you live. So guess what? Everything that you thought about reincarnation and thought it was a bunch of BS, well, I'm here to tell you that, guess what, folks? That's all part of the whole parcel that we call life after death.
Yeah, see, I'm starting to, I've come to understand that from you guys. You know, humans are amazing species because we have this little thing called our third eye, which helps us to connect with other beings. Not necessarily always spirits, but we can also connect with alien beings because of the energy that is transmitted. That's the one thing that most people never really consider, is that everything about you, everything about this world, everything around us is energy. And so to think that we cannot, you know, communicate with other alien beings is really, it's been indoctrinated into you that you can't do it. But the fact is that we were always being able to do it. We were born with it.
Well, you just need to ask yourself this. What the hell? Why do they want me to not believe all this crap? Okay? You know, just step outside your religion and your thoughts for a moment and ask yourself a simple question. If you could find out and prove that all of these people have been lying to you...
Yeah, they have been. They've been lying to all of you, and they're trying to get you to believe in one particular way of thinking, because once you lock yourself into that level of thinking, you can't rise above it, and then your thoughts can be controlled, and then they'll siphon energy off of you based on those thoughts. That's the main purpose for most of these religions, is to generate different flavors of energy that the aliens like to consume. Isn't that special?
And it's truthful. I mean... You know, people are just so stuck, these holy rollers, and I call them that because that's what they are.
It's a smorgasbord,
yeah,
Victoria.
A lot of them, and I've proven this, a lot of them are not tolerant of people like me. Because when you have a different thought perspective other than, you know, hallelujah, Jesus, and you don't look at it like that, because honestly, people, Jesus, I got news for you. The word J didn't even come into the English dictionary until 500 years ago when King James made the first Bible. It never existed before that. So where did they get that name from? It's not even his real name. And I have to tell you, a lot of the Bible was plagiarized. The Bible plagiarized the Sumerian tablets. God's firstborn son was Anu. And I know that some of you can't wrap your heads around that. But that's the truth. You've been told a lie. And it's been going on for thousands of years. You need to free your mind.
Okay, and then we'll do the whole devil's advocate thing that, you know, we're all satanic beings that are being channeled, because I'm going to hear that. That's how they shut you down from actually being able to connect to different energies.
Yeah. And what happens is, if you begin to believe this stuff, then your thoughts begin to coalesce around that kind of thinking, which has already separated you and put you into this box, so to speak. Like Stephen was saying earlier, you're in this box and you can only think certain thoughts, and if you think outside of that, you're some kind of horrible person, and you're going to die and go to some place and burn in hell or some terrible story.
Yeah.
Well, all of that was created to scare people, basically. You know, there was that guy, I don't know, it was in the 1800s that started the tent revivals, and that's where the whole hellfire thing came
John
from.
Dobby.
You know, but a lot of people still believe in it and believe that, oh, if you don't, you know, believe exactly what these bunch of people wrote, you know, a while ago, you're going to go right to hell.
That was the rapture, and there's no such thing, because if you look in your Bible... seeing that I was raised on the Bible and I had to study the Bible and go to meetings 3-4 times a week, there is no such word as rapture in the Bible. So it's man-made. So at that point, if men can make this story up and trying to seduce you into their way of thinking...
What was that, John Darby?
John Darby.
Yeah, look up John Darby. He created all this stuff.
Yeah, well... That kind of thinking has created a lot of disharmony in our world. A lot of the religions that started in America were started about 150 years ago, and I did some research on that for my book, and what I came to find out was the 13 religions that were started were all here in America, and they were all different aspects of something else. But, you know, the number 13 is a spiritual number. There was 12 apostles and Jesus, and 13 is also an occult number. So I don't want to scare you, but a lot of you have been deceived. If you do the research and the homework on where all of this came from, there is
especially
no such thing.
The origins of your religion, whatever it is that you choose to practice. For example, let's say you're a Jehovah's Witness. Just as an example, Victoria, what would someone look up as far as the origins of the Jehovah's Witness protection plan?
Well, you would look at the whole resurrection thing, because the witnesses will tell you that there's only 144,000 of them going to heaven.
Yeah, they're fucked. Doesn't matter how good or bad you are, if you're not part of the anointed class. See, isn't it always interesting how they do that? Yeah, they, and then they'll tell you, hey, listen, whatever you do, don't channel and don't talk to spiritual beings, even though the foundation of our Bible was done by a defrocked Catholic priest who was a channeler. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned that part, too.
Actually, that's truthful. I kid you not. Okay, the religion, let me just give you a rundown on some of the things I was taught when I was a kid. And this is why I grew up in such fear. And it wasn't until I realized that I was being indoctrinated into being a fearful human being did I realize that it was such a scam. Okay, when you're born, you come from the dust of the earth, okay? And when you die, that's where you go. You don't, your soul, they never speak anything about your spirit, because for them to be able to say that, it would mean that they would have to be wrong. So they tell you a bunch of boo-hooey about this stuff. So let me tell you...
Boo-hooey.
Boo-hooey. And it is boo-hooey. Okay, only the 144,000 are going to heaven. And they already know that they're the 144,000. So when I was a kid, I asked the question, how do you know? And I mean, isn't that the way children are? They're honest. How do you know if you're part of the 144,000?
How dare you question our religious dogma? You're going to be excommunicated. Or what do they say when they kick you out? Not excommunicated. What is it?
It's disfellowship. Okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so does it mean you lose your ring if you're disfellowship? The disfellowship of the ring. The disfellowship of the ring.
Shut up, Stephen.
Well, actually, I don't know how to say that. But, you know, when you think about the logic of what you've just been told, when you ask somebody, how do you know, and they can't answer you, I got told, well, you just know because God lets you know. Well, really?
Yes, okay. And God has just let me know that you're going to buy me a new 2017 beautiful, I don't know, how about a Jeep Wrangler or something like that? That'd be nice. I couldn't really drive it, though.
Yeah, see, that doesn't make any sense. So when you start questioning this, or, you know, quite frankly, when you question the governing body, too, and you say, well, how come they get to do such and such, but the rest of us don't? Oh, well, that's because they've been God's chosen servants. Well, what does that make you? Squashed gum on the bottom of their shoe? Because, I'm sorry, there is no superiority class if you're serving God. But it never works out that way, because if you look at the structure, there is always someone above you. It's a pyramid scheme.
Of course, it's a wonderful pyramid scheme. I have to admit, I think the Jehovah's Witnesses have it down to a science, you know, where they go out, make people go out, you know, two or three times a week and beat on people's doors and try to, you know, get donations for...
Sell books.
Yeah, basically to sell books, and they all volunteer. What a great business structure. No wonder they make so much money. But anyhow, that's just one example. And we wanted to bring this up because we want you to understand how closely life and death and religious thought are linked. Now, if you've devoted yourself to a lower energy level of thinking, what do you think the possibility of coming back as a superior being on this planet will be, or perhaps even evolving to some of the higher levels and dimensions? Because as you achieve greater levels of thought, you open up greater dimensions that you can travel to. And then you can be recorporated not only as a humanoid, but also as one of the other alien species. It's how it was all set up. Earth is a training ground, people, so that you can learn how to be decent, moral and good people. I know a lot of the anarchists probably don't want to hear this. They just want to go out and trash and burn shit. But that's okay. A lot of you are going to be eliminated pretty soon. So if I were you, I'd start thinking about other ways to go about things.
You know, this whole point about burning and creating this kind of discord, this reminds me of something that happened yesterday. That, you know, I was talking, having some kind of reasonable conversation with this Baptist woman, and all of a sudden she just goes off her head and starts talking about schizophrenia and everything. The problem is with religion, they make it so emotional, okay, that you can't have logical thought. And then she wanted to include somebody else in our conversation. And I'm like, wait a minute, why do we need a third party in this conversation? You can't answer me. You don't have enough intellect or willpower or anything to answer me on a common sense level. You need somebody else to interject in your conversation. And when I asked her about that, she said, oh, well, that's because he's wise. Well, does that mean that you're saying that you're a numbskull, you're not a wise person, that you need other people to speak on your behalf? This is what religion does to you, people. It puts you in a position that you need someone above you in authority to be able to speak, because they know better than what you know about your own self. Does that make sense?
Well, some people need that extra guidance, and we understand that not everybody's on the same path, and that some of us come to this planet to experience some of the more emotional events that are about to take place, and of course, during the course of your life, you may have been brought back again because you have something else to learn. So, and this has actually found itself into the collective consciousness of people.
Yeah, and what that means is that if all of you don't take the time to really explore why you're alive, and I mean outside of the religious and political spectrum, you need to ask yourself basic logical questions. Why am I here? Why have I come back? You know, the more you focus and meditate on these things, they begin to unlock. But unless you ask these questions of yourself outside of religion, you're only going to get the same answers that really don't help you become a better and more evolved being.
That's very true, because, you know, when I started looking at these things myself with the life and death thing, religion, spirituality, the point of the whole thing is to learn about yourself. And you are here on this earth plane to do that. And if you don't understand what your purpose is or why you chose to come back at this time in history, then you have to come back and do it again. And you do it over and over and over again until somewhere along the line it clicks. It finally clicks. And I know at this time for me, not having religion in my life is getting rid of that dogma. Challenging the political system is also getting rid of that dogma. And it is these two elements of both political and religious affiliations that is causing all this chaos on our earth, people. I mean, think about it for a second. If we didn't have religion and we didn't have politics, what would we have to fight over? I mean, really? We wouldn't have a different way of thinking. We wouldn't have a different way of believing because we would be working together for the same common goals.
Yes, and unfortunately, religion and politics will always be horrible bedfellows, even though they constantly join forces against humanity. And what I understand, this planet is not only a proving ground, but it can actually be a prison for some. We know some of the worst of the nastiest beings were imprisoned on this planet. Isn't that wonderful? And they cause a lot of the discord and try to undermine the good things that humanity's trying to do, which is to reach for the stars, understand their connections to spirituality, and grow into something truly amazing so that you can continue your upward mobility not only in the spirit realm, but in the universe, because we have now learned that the two are literally connected. At least that's what most of humanity is beginning to learn. You see, you always were held this belief that the heavens meant some other dimension, and while that is somewhat true, there are other dimensions. They were also referring to the physical heavens, which means outer space. So there are great and powerful spiritual beings, there are great and powerful alien beings, there are automatons, beautiful creations, all of these beings swim through the universe and interact. There are tens of thousands of alien species that fill the universe, and you are just beginning to see how things are going to unfold.
Yeah, you know what, when I was talking to Anish once about politics on Earth, he said that the aliens have already solve that problem, because there's always politicians and they're all on different planets too, and a lot of them were scumbags as well, okay? But the aliens figured out a long time ago how to control politicians. They put a bolt in the back of their neck, and that bolt has to remain there the whole time that they are serving the people, and that bolt allows them to not go beyond what is truthful. In other words, they cannot deceive the people, they cannot act behind the people's backs. They must produce honesty and good political stance in their countries or their species and planets. But you see, if they try to manipulate the things, the bolt corrects them. So I'm saying for all of the politicians on our planet today, you all need to be bolted.
Well, it's interesting, Victoria, that this is what a lot of the spiritual community, yes, we have them, communities, we have our own organizations, we're very similar in many ways to the way that the humans live upon the earth. We do the same thing in different dimensions because we're actually alive in our way of viewing things in those dimensions, even though people may have said, oh, poor Joe, he died, you know, 5 years ago. I wonder whatever happened to him. Well, Joe is probably working for some of us, okay? I mean, you don't really die. You just exchange awareness is, and you leap into either a new body or a new construct, because we also can do spiritual constructs. And we'll talk more about that over time, but we just wanted all of you to understand something. You must free your minds. That's all we're asking you to consider. Free your minds and work for the benefit of humanity. And that is pretty much what we wanted to say today, Victoria. Are we about to end the show?
We still have 8 minutes left, so you guys better keep slapping those guns.
Okay, oh, I could start singing or something.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
This is Beth. I don't think that maybe Charles should be singing. We didn't introduce a Vladdy sometimes. I think you would like him. Although he's a very strange spirit. He loves forklifts. I don't understand that. Didn't you guys write a story about him a few years ago?
Yes, we actually wrote two. One was Vladimir's Halloween, and the other one was Vladimir the Vlad the vegetable juice drinking vampire. See, he's one of the most gentle spirits, even though he looks like a Nosferatu, and a lot of human beings would probably be terrified by him. But he is one of the most gentle, loving beings, and when he looks at you, his big eyes are like saucers. There's nothing evil in him. Many spirits can project an image that they want you to see them by, and Vladdy is, he's very special to me. He's been very special for many years, and so we wrote two stories about him, and they're on Amazon. You can find them somewhere. I'll have to put a link on our website for some of the books we've written. Because I've also written kids' stories about the fairies.
Oh, boy. Here you go. Say you're going to try to promote shit to these people. They're going to, aha, that's what this is
no.
all about.
No.
But you know what? That's fine. Yeah, look, that we don't care. Look, there's also a donation key there. If you'd like to hear more of this, this would help Victoria and Michael and other people in their organization to continue to grow. You know, they've done a lot of good work. They didn't have to come out with all this garbage because they knew they'd, a lot of people would be like, yeah, right, this is some retard,
yeah.
You know, or whatever.
It's not, though. It's not. And I think you know and you can tell that we're all different and we're real. But, you know, I guess if you don't want to believe in any of that, we all talked about it and said, well, don't, if you don't want to believe us, that's fine, but believe in what we say and research what we say. I mean, you've got some real good inside information now, people. You're going to know things that most people never would know just by listening to Spirit Airwaves.
Yeah, you know, you're going to hear a lot of spirituality, and there are people out there who do channel. I'm not saying they don't. But what they hear are snippets, and I'm going to tell you something about getting your future read, all right? This is something I learned a long time ago. People always want to know where they're going to be in 6 months, or are they going to meet Mr. Cool or Mr. Right or Miss Right. And when those things don't happen, they then turn around and say that psychics are a fraud. Let me explain to you what happens in your own life and why I will never give anyone a reading, so don't ask me because the answer will be no. I don't make a living off that because I think that it's deceptive. And the reason being is because your life is like a snapshot, a photograph. When you took your photograph 3 months ago with you at the beach, with your family, holding beach balls, having fun, is that the same reality as what you are doing now 3 months later? You could be in a snowy situation, could be miserable, cold and damp. This is how your life goes depending on your own interaction with other people. If you are a positive thinker, if you move your energy in the right direction, things will improve in your life. However, if you live in the same doldrums and you expect the same things, then you should expect the same returns. In other words, what you...
Free will, baby.
Yeah, free will. In other words, what you project out into the universe is what happens in your life. So therefore, asking a spirit medium or a psychic to tell you your future is near impossible when you yourself are the captain of your own ship.
That's very true, Victoria. It doesn't mean that there aren't different types of psychics. These are simply people that are more gifted with interacting with the spirit realm, or perhaps they're channelers, or they have telepathy and can hear things. Your entire race, as humans, all of us, at different times have all been given these gifts, but they've been suppressed because of religion and politics and the inability to do the things that you truly should. Perhaps, I think maybe the Buddhists got it the closest
yes.
on this planet, because they devote time to spirituality and spiritual events and will meditate for many hours trying to change things with thought. Let me tell you, the greatest gift that you've all been given is you can create your own reality, within reason, of course, and within a series of choices you have to make. But you have the ability to change and grow if you choose to overthrow the different terrible thoughts that you have in your mind and cast them off like chains and begin to truly focus on the universe and the Creator's mighty plan for all of us.
Yep, that's true. We all have the power to create our own energy. We all have the power to create our own future, and we also have the power to create our own illusions. And that is based on not just because somebody else told you, but because inside of you there is a magnificent spiritual being, and you come back to this planet to learn over and over again what that actually means. Some of you have gotten to the point where you say to yourselves, I'm not coming back again. Maybe because you have advanced to that point and you know inside of yourself that it's time to leave, it's time to go on, it's time to move to another area in your development. But there are others who just don't know what day of the week it is. And for those of you who are looking to other people for the answers in your own life, you will never be happy, ever, because you're always looking for somebody else's direction instead of moving yourself into the direction you want. We have like 2.5 minutes left in this show. So I just want to get the guys to say goodbye to you, and we will be doing a show very quickly, probably in the next few days or so. We're going to have a bit more fun and talk about some of the zoo animals, the spirit animals.
Oh yes, isn't that wonderful? Well, this is Stephen A. Jones.
This is Charles.
And this is Beth, and we'll all say goodbye, but we hope to hear from you again, and it would be very interesting if you keep listening, wouldn't it? Because you never know what's going to happen. So that's what we have to say. Thank you for listening today, everybody.
Beth is very sweet. Beth is one of those spirits that takes care of other spirits. I suppose in our realm, we would look at her like a physician. And yes, spirits can get hurt occasionally with bad energy. Yes, they can. And Beth is always there to fix them up. She's a sweetheart like that. So anyway, you're learning about how spirits work, and we're teaching you how to interact with spirits.
90 seconds.
Oh, there she goes. We're teaching you how to interact with spirits in the human world so that you're not afraid of them, so that you're not in fear of them, and so you can interact in a way that can actually start communication with them. You may have spirits in your home, people, and they're trying to probably connect with you. They're not trying to hurt you, and for those that are hurting, we're going to help you, and we're going to talk about how to get rid of them. Okay? But for the good ones, they're trying to communicate with you.
Seconds.
Yeah, we could do something like a Harry Potter thing, you know, defense against the dark arts or some crap like that. But there's some truth to that. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and, like, you know, construct a spirit table and all that horseshit. That's all BS, too. But what we'll do is talk about how you can focus your mind and energy and all that kind of stuff. So, oh, and I don't mean to insult anyone that has a spirit table. It can help you focus your energy. I'm just saying that you don't need it. Although there are some people that if they see that you have a spirit table, they probably come in with, you know, a Catholic priest and some holy water or something. I don't know. That could happen. But a lot of the people that believe in that earth religion are pretty nice, though.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're going to get to that for you guys, okay? We don't want anyone to think that they can't overcome and be powerful beings in themselves. So with that in mind, I want to say goodbye, and we will talk to you very soon.
Bye, everybody.
I'll see you later.
Bye. See you all.
Bye-bye. We end it.